In this presentation, we're going to talk about the funeral message. Like, how does that work? What do you do? How do you do it? And, you know, again, I'm not going to get into issues such as how do you write a sermon and all the other stuff. I'm just going to make some observations that I've noticed make effective funeral messages in my own ministry and what I've observed in other pastors over the years. So, get the scenario. Someone has passed away within your church. What do you do first? And what I often find you do is you go visit the bereaved first. Even before you even think about a funeral message. Just visit them. Talk about the deceased. Take out a piece of paper and say, you know, I'd like to say a few things about the deceased. And now I know him or her pretty well, but there might be things that I don't know. So get the bereaved just talking. And that itself is very healthy. And you can get them crying. I mean, you know, in a sense, you don't get them crying, they will cry. But let them cry. Let them talk. Let them laugh. I've seen some of the most beautiful times as a pastor. After someone has passed away, and then I come, you know, maybe after the funeral arrangements even, or right before the funeral arrangement. Sometime I make an appointment and you know, we sit down and don't be in a hurry. Because, you know, sometimes it takes a little while. You know, other times things come together right away and they're just sharing. But my point is in grief is not something you can just like, it's a scientific, it's going to happen this way and that way. No, it's, you got to kind of just be there. It's dynamic. People are dynamic and they're processing this in different ways. If people are in denial at this point or if they're in shock, a lot of times you're just talking a little bit and talking about the life and things are going to take a little while. But do this. Because what happens when you do this is you start getting, I believe, a theme of how that person lived. A theme that you can, you know, have in the back of your mind as you begin putting the funeral message together. I remember this one man who was a professor. He became a preacher, and he got Huntington's disease, which is very debilitating. And as he progressed in the Huntington's disease, you know, he lost more and more control of his limbs and his body functions. And when he did pass away, you know, I met together with the family and it was very sad. But there was a little bit of joy that he's with the Lord instead of struggling. And as I was listening to the family, you know, I heard various vignettes of this person's life and what he contributed, what he did. And I wrote down a few things here and there. And then I asked, too, about, you know, what passages did he like? What passages did maybe you have as a family here? Or did he have a passage that was his favorite passage? Or do you have a passage that you want us to encourage everybody in the funeral? So you're sitting down, you're talking. And in that meeting, which is so typical for many of these meetings, the family will have a passage. They'll have a lot of memories. But there will be a unifying theme, I believe, where there's something about the person's life, there's something about the passage, and you'll see that convergence. So, now you've had the meeting, you've listened, you're actually sharing stories, helping some of the grieving occur. Then you're actually now in your study. Maybe you have a passage. And, you know, the passage that was picked is God works all things for good. I'm just using it as a sample for those who love him. And just think about that passage and think about the life of the deceased and the stories. And start connecting the theme of the passage with the theme of the person's life. God works all things for good. You know, our dear loved one got Huntington's disease. And it was debilitating. And you all had to face that in the trials of that. And yet, the deceased, he never forgot that God works all things for good. And let me tell you some of the good that God worked through this man's life. And then share some of those graces of God, those moments where God showed up so clearly in the life of the deceased and in the family. That's the kind of funeral message that's encouraging, that elevates Scripture. And at times of funerals, it's a great time, it's a parable, to pointing people to Christ and pointing people to the hope of the gospel. I want to give another scenario. What if you don't know whether the person was a believer or not? You know, this is a very difficult situation, and we face it more and more. I believe you don't preach someone into heaven, because in the reality is you can't preach them into heaven. If they don't know the Lord and they don't care about the Lord, they're not with the Lord, and that's the way it is. In those kind of situations, I still believe you meet with the family. Because meet with the family maybe has a different characteristic. Now it's more like encouraging them in their grief. Maybe it's more about gently encouraging us that Christ is our only hope. And at those kind of funerals, those are often times you can remember some of the moments of contribution, of love that the deceased might have given. But if you're asked to do a message like that, and often, you know, a pastor is not asked to do a message like that, but if you are, you may share, I believe, share those good positive memories, but embase them in this person was an image bearer of God. And it will be no secret to those who are listening that that person was not a believer. And it is, and you may say, well, this person did not believe, this person was created in God's image. As image bearers, each of us have a relationship to God. In times of grief, we need God's grace, and we need God's grace now. Even if you were to share some of the positive things of that person's life. Like, here's a positive thing. If a man, even if he wasn't a believer, loved his children and loved his family, that's appropriate to share that he loved his children, he loved his family, he was a hard worker. And you can he's a hard worker, which connects us in the Bible to the cultural mandate to subdue the earth. So he had in there the imprint of the image of God, whether or not he was a believer or not. I also encourage you to reflect on this and think about this as you come to your position on how to deal with doing a funeral for those who are not believers. You know, I want to talk a little bit more, too, about actually presenting the message. In presenting the message, you know, that's a dynamic situation. Because on one level, who are you preaching to? Or who are you speaking to? Who are you encouraging? Really, it's the ones who are directly connected to the bereaved. Don't feel that you have to, have a lot of different agendas with all sorts of audiences. Really minister to those who are hurting. One more thing about that is, you know, people have different ways in which they put messages together. And some of people like me, I'm much more impromptu. I will just, you know, write down some notes. If I do a sermon and write out detail, I'll practice it, you know, I'll research it. But I'm more impromptu. Other people write manuscripts. In a funeral message, I strongly recommend that you write a manuscript, no matter what your personality is. Because a manuscript that you practice, you're getting the names right, you're getting facts right. One thing that's very distracting is if you kind of go off the cuff a little bit and you get the name wrong, or you get the dates wrong or the facts wrong, and those become distractions for the bereaved. So I would, on funeral messages, recommend that you write the whole funeral message out. About time, one thing you can do when you meet with the family is ask them, how much time do you want the message to be? Because remember, they're your audience. And if the bereaved say, oh, we would like, could you make it 15 minutes, Pastor? No problem. 15 minutes is just perfect. A half hour, I've heard, or, you know, 5 minutes. And because in the end, you're helping them. Now, if it's like 1 minute and say, well, you might say, oh, I'd like to be a little longer because this message is also about helping you guys grieve, and 1 minute may not be long enough. I mean, we can just dialogue about that, but generally 15 minutes is just about right for a funeral message. Anyway, you as a pastor have an incredibly important role in putting together that message, and I think the tone of the message is one of grace and of encouragement, but also sadness. It's a sad time. But it's a happy time. So it's happy in that if they're a believer, they're with the Lord, but it's sad because we're going to miss the loved one. We grieve, but we don't grieve as believers like the world grieves. We believe in hope in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And despite how sad that is, carry along that hope. You know, I want to talk about one more thing, and that is specifically, you know, if you deal with a family who is just so despondent and so in sorrow, let's say a family lost a child or something, be very careful to keep your tone very subdued. Be very careful about not giving the quick answer, little Johnny is a crown in the jewel of God right now. I know pastors and leaders and even especially parishioners will, you know, don't know what to say. So then they just say something that feels interesting and comforting, but the bereaved are just not there right now. And in messages and in your just counsel, be real careful to be very sensitive and keep growing in this area, keep reading up on this area, talk to chaplains. You know, one of the things that I've benefited over my life is to, if I see a chaplain at a hospital or a chaplain somewhere, I will say, hey, what's the five things you've learned about ministering to grieving people? And they will tell you, and their stuff is really good. So I just want to encourage you, this is a time where it can be very trying as a pastor, but it's a great opportunity to love those that God has put in your charge.